Hello? Hello?
Hey, is this Teresa?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Zach. We talked about your property on Millock.
Okay. When did I talk to you about that?
About 8 days ago.
Oh, okay. What is it you wanted?
Well, we're interested in it. I was seeing if you're still, open to selling it or taking offers, or have you decided that you didn't want to sell it anymore?
No, I would take an offer, but it would be about 400,000.
Okay. Okay. And with saying that, do you have your next property where you want to go? And the reason I ask is, just kind of if we were to be able to do something, what's your timeline looking like?
Yeah, I know generally where I'm going to go. I don't have a specific property selected yet, but it shouldn't be too long.
Just out of curiosity, are you staying in Virginia or are you going out of state?
No, I'm going out of state.
Nice. Okay. That's a complete change then. Well, like I told you previously, we have some homes off Old Buckingham Road, and I'm quite familiar with this one. So, if I hear you correctly, you're flexible on, the timeline.
Yeah, I have to find a place to go, but that shouldn't take too long. Maybe like 2, 3 weeks.
And if everything went, accordingly, and you were to get 400 for, I guess what I hear you saying is, what, 30 days is a viable date?
I'm sorry, what day is what?
What I hear you saying is basically if you could get, the 400,000, you wouldn't have a problem being able to, close within, 30 to 60 days.
Correct.
Understood. Well, I have to ask, because 400, that's a retail number. Is there any reason why you haven't, considered a real estate agent, to get
Oh,
retail for it?
I'm in the process of looking for one.
Let me see here. Are you from this Midlothian area, Richmond area, or?
You're asking me a lot of questions that don't have anything to do with your interest to buy. What is, how interested are you?
Well, I'm definitely interested. I apologize. I just kind of like to get a understanding of, how I can, basically help. We offer, programs that, are tailored to kind of fit your needs. So, just seeing if it would be a good fit, timeline wise, money wise, just everything,
Okay.
if it would make sense.
Okay. Well, if you'd want to close between 30 and 60 days, that would work fine.
Okay, 30, 60 days. Would you consider, anything less than 400, or are you, stuck, at that 400 price range? I've seen, several properties in the area, and I think, if this was, clean and it didn't need, anything, I don't see why 400 wouldn't make sense. But obviously, everything could use a fresh coat of something.
Right. Well, I'm going to be talking to the realtor about pricing a little bit more, but for now it's 400,000.
Okay. So if I could, get you that 400,000, and after realtor fees, you'd be less than that, to net, walk away with.
Right.
I mean, you're looking at about 30 grand just in commissions. Which, is a lot of money, in my opinion, especially
Yeah.
just for the home. A regular agent is gonna, they typically don't like to work for less than, the 6%, 3 and 3, buying and selling agent. With me having homes in the area and knowing the, just the location, I would you be opposed to, working together on a traditional sale? Because, that 400,000, that's really, that's really screaming to the market. And what I mean by that is, there's, not a ton of inventory when it comes to that 400 price range. And, the new standard of living, I should say, is kind of, it's new to everyone. So, you can't get a 400, $400,000 house now isn't what it used to be, So, I know, one right up the road that's, I think it was off Silver Creek. That had sold for, 350, and that's a, fully updated and, basically, I think it was a 1987 build. So, I mean, that's a, so I, I agree that I think the 400 range would be close to, what it would be worth if it was, all, updated kitchen, updated, this, that, and the other. I mean, I guess one question I'd have is, do you prepare, or do you even want to make any updates to it, or do you just want to sell it as is?
As is.
Okay. So I guess my next question would be, if you don't, get the 400, and obviously you'd walk away with less on the retail side of things because of commissions. I mean, do you still plan on moving if you can't get, the 400?
That I don't know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you're asking me a lot of questions that are my business, basically. So
Yeah.
I
And
don't know right now.
I apologize. I'm not trying to get into your personal life. I just, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm just kind of, putting the facts on the table. And, I could tell you, hey, I'll give you, 400,000. We're agents as well and investors. So, anybody can tell anyone what they want to hear. And, that's just not really what, I'm not about that. And I, you said that you're in the market for, you know, working with someone and, you know, getting it sold. So, you know,
wait,
I could make you
say that again. You said I was in the market for what?
You're in the market, you know, for getting it sold. And, you know, I'm not, if I recall correctly, you know, I'm not in the market of, you know, making offers and just, you know, hanging up the phone with an insult. You know, we're an investor, we're agents as well. And, you know, to be realistic with this, you know, home that you have, you know, it's in a nice location. I think, you know, I don't believe $400 would be a good starting price for the property in its current condition.
What do you believe it should be?
Well, I can tell you this. So an investor, you know, they're going to insult you and they're going to probably offer you, you know, like $250. Maybe even $200, and which is completely low.
Out of the question.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that being said, you know, it's really a fiduciary duty of mine to see if I can help you get as much as you want possible. And with doing so, you know, I'm not sure if you've received, you know, other offers on this from investors, but they would be considerably low. So, you know, what I'm kind of proposing is, you know, more of a retail side of things without you, you know, doing any, you know, updates or, you know, cosmetic repairs of any sort, because, you know, it's not something that you want to do as discussed.
Okay.
So, you know, I could get this house, you know, I'm pretty confident I could get this house sold for you. And, you know, I don't mind coming and looking at it and seeing if we can, you know, make sense of it. You know, is that something that, you know, would interest you?
Well, I don't want you to be my realtor, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. I guess that, you know, poses the question of, you know, if you're looking for a realtor, what's going to be the, you know, the standpoint, what's going to make you feel comfortable and, you know, having confidence that they're going to, you know, be able to do, you know, what you need them to do.
My brother's in charge of everything, so it's his decision.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not getting involved in the details or selecting. He's doing that. And
okay.
I gotta go. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No, and I apologize if I bothered you. You know, I really just look for solutions. And
well, you can always send me an offer in the mail if you're interested.
Right. Okay. Well, if your brother's handling everything, would it, you know, be all right if maybe I spoke with him?
I don't know. I don't know if he'd like that. I'll
okay.
take your name and number. Hold on.
Okay.
Sorry, hold on a second.
Yeah, you're good. Take your time.
How did you get my phone number?
So, let's see. One way or another, you had reached out on, did you submit a web form?
I don't know.
Okay. About, you know, selling your house as is, cash offer type of thing?
I don't think so. I don't know, though. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, I guess it would be easier. Maybe you can answer this question. Has anyone talked to you about buying it or asked you, you know, what you wanted for it?
Many people. So
Many
tell
people.
Me your name and phone number.
It's Zach.
Okay.
Weatherspoon.
Okay, Weatherspoon.
Like the weather outside and the spoon they eat with.
Okay. And what's your phone number, the one you're calling?
It's 804-571.
Okay, 571.
Yeah. 7710.
And what's your company name?
It's CBA Homes, LLC.
How do you spell
like
it?
Like Central Virginia, so CVA. So CVA Homes, LLC.
Okay. Okay, I'll see if I can pass this on to my brother.
Yeah, and really, just the goal is, you know, you want to get the most of your properties anyways. And, you know, I know that we can provide the, you know, the utility to, you know, bring you, you know, a fair price for what the property is conditioned at.
Okay, so are you talking about buying my place or being the realtor for my place?
Well, you know, I don't think for a cash model, I don't think any investors is going to work, you know, with you as far as a cash model. And I say that because, you know, investors offer pennies on the dollar, and I am an investor, but, you know, it would be insulting for me just to say, hey, I'll give you $200,000 for the house, you know, and that's just what an investor is going to do. So, And I'm not in the business of insulting people or trying to make, you know, a home run on, you know, a house. You know, we buy about 20 houses a month. And if we can work with you, great. And, you know, I know we have the tools to get you the most value possible. But, you know, I don't want to waste your time either.
Well, why don't you just send me something in the mail? That puts your money where your mouth is. Just send me something in the mail of what you're offering, and then we'll talk more.
Okay. And just to be transparent so that I don't waste your time or mine, you know, there's really nothing for me to send you in the mail. You know, I wouldn't look at it as a cash purchase. Like I said before, any investor is going to be offering you, you know, around that 200 range, and you know this house is worth more than that, you know.
Right.
So
I got to get off the phone. I
okay.
Either send me an offer, or I don't know what it is you want from me. But
okay,
just
well,
send me an
well,
offer if you're interested in the house.
Okay, I'd be looking to. I can do that. I'll send you an email and shoot you a text. But, you know, I think that, you know, that 350 range would probably be, if I could bring you that, I think that would be more of a realistic approach.
Okay, we'll see. Just go ahead and put it in writing what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay, nice talking to you.
All right, Teresa, have a good one.